Keep up to date with Kerry Business News. Follow In Business or K on Twitter.
You're very welcome back to In Business. Mary Gallagher here with you up until 7 o'clock this evening. Now, tomorrow week, Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce is holding its inaugural President's Lunch, and the keynote speaker at it will be the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath. And the event is being hosted by outgoing Chamber President Niall Kelleher, who joins me now on the line. Niall, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Mary, for having me.
The Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce, you have a President's Lunch coming up on Friday, January 13th, and you'll have the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, there.
Yeah, certainly we're looking forward to the event. It's something that I personally would have liked to have held this event with Michael McGrath as incoming Minister for Finance. We thought it would be good to invite him, and he was good enough to take up the invitation, and we're hosting the event on Friday the 13th. It's open to Chamber members and non-members. We're looking forward to the event, really, and to understand the climate that we're facing into in 2023. Obviously, a lot of uncertainty in energy and inflation in 2022, and that is somewhat coming under control if you're looking at the petrol pumps, but quite simply there's a lot of worrying times for businesses ahead. So I'm looking forward to hearing what the Minister will have to say in that regard, and certainly an issue that will be very close to the heart of Killarney and Killarney tourism is the VAT rate at 9%, which there's been no confirmation as of yet as to whether it will be extended or not, but that's something we'll obviously be stressing to the Minister.
This event, it'll be your last public engagement as Chamber President, completing a 2-year term as President of Killarney Chamber. As you alluded to there, it's been a difficult period between COVID, the cost of energy, the cost of living crisis. I suppose it's been a lot to deal with.
Certainly has, Mary. Look, I was elected January 2 years ago at a virtual AGM. We were able to have an AGM this year, but it was later in the year. And quite certainly there has been a lot of water under the bridge since I was elected 2 years ago. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of crisis, the crisis of COVID and what it had for businesses and the supports that were put in place by government. More recently, the crisis of the Ukrainian war and has been very, very troubling for many, very many businesses, and not alone the impacts of the war, but the impacts of migration as well.
Yeah, indeed. Obviously, Killarney has seen a huge number of Ukrainian refugees being taken in, staying in hotels in Killarney, as well as international asylum seekers. There has obviously been a huge increase in them in Ireland in general. So I know Killarney, and everyone will be well aware of it, Killarney is an area that has a huge number proportionately to other parts of the country. And it has caused a lot of concerns. You'll obviously know that in your role as Chamber President and as a councillor as well. And I suppose there has been a lot of division in that. What is the mood in Killarney like among business people? Are they fearful that, you know, perhaps these contracts for refugees and for asylum seekers will continue, and that might put out other businesses that would ordinarily depend on tourists coming to Killarney?
Yeah, look, that's most certainly a factor for a lot of businesses. There's a lot of businesses in Killarney that very much rely on incoming tourism for its income. It is important for the people that are working in those businesses and the people that have those businesses to keep the door open. So that has been the business model in Killarney for quite some time. Now, yes, a lot of hotel beds have been taken up. A lot more hotels have been beds have been taken up over the winter months. And I think it's very, very important that we get confirmation effectively that these temporary contracts that have been taken up are in fact temporary, and a lot of those accommodations are open and available for booking for the tourism season. But I think it's important that the government is able to communicate with people that live and work in Killarney that there is a plan in place when these hotel beds go back to offering the tourism trade, which they do for most part of the year from March effectively or April right up until October.
And of course, the past week, there has been an awful lot of talk about the incident in Hotel Killarney, and it's been debated in many forums. It's brought a lot of attention to Killarney. Do you think it might damage Killarney's reputation, or is it able to get over that like it has in other occasions in the past when there have been incidents of antisocial behaviour in the town?
Look, incidents happen, and this was an absolutely frightening and horrific event to happen. But in relation to where it is in Killarney, as I've said, the contract in that particular hotel is a temporary contract. It is going back to tourism accommodation, as has been stated by them publicly. And in regards to this unwelcome press that Killarney does not want, and let's be very, very clear about that. But I think people understand the type of reputation that Killarney has, and the fact that when this incident happened, the Gardaí were on and dealt with it. The people have been reprimanded, they've been charged, they will be tried, and I've no doubt the evidence that has been presented, they will be convicted and their applications will be dealt with in relation to the international protection and asylum process in what precedent has been there and then most likely be refused. I suppose that's separate to the question that you've asked me. I think Killarney's reputation will stand up to the people that have visited Killarney in the past and will in the future, and see that Killarney is a safe place and a great tourism destination with a great offering in our national park and our town. But it is important that we as a town work together to do this and ensure that, because it could very easily go the other way and be detrimental to the tourism economy in Killarney, and that's being very clear about it, Mary.
Sticking with accommodation, Airbnbs, and it's an issue that, you know, was spoken about a lot in the final few months of 2022, changes to short-term lettings, and a view that it could hugely impact Killarney's offerings because Airbnb was a huge part of the type of tourism accommodation in Killarney.
Yeah, certainly. Look, the Airbnb regulation, I think this is the third iteration of trying to deal with Airbnbs. So, look, there's a very fine balance between every property going on to Airbnb and there being property available for the staff that work in our hospitality businesses. So I don't believe that it's got quite right for Killarney. There's a lot of difficulties in relation to people who are doing it with decades and not being able to regularise their planning. And there's a bit of joined up thinking that needs to be dealt with there between Fault Ireland and Kerry County Council. So the regulation is overstepping the mark as far as I'm concerned and won't actually deliver the numbers that have been stated publicly of 12,000 in the entire country going back into long-term letting, because people are leaving the long-term letting. That's, you know, you're touching, Mary, there on three different strands of an issue. One is the long-term letting and leasing of properties is people are leaving the business. It is a business for some people and an income and a pension for other people. You have then the issue in relation to staff and companies trying to get accommodation for their staff. Then you have the issue in relation to the tourism industry that's there. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done in relation to that. And I've raised it nationally and with our local authority. And I don't believe that our local authority are looking at the businesses that are doing this with 10, 12, 20 years and trying to regularise their planning so that they can continue doing short-term lettings. Look, it's short-term lettings. Airbnb is the most popular booking engine, effectively. But there's a lot of people that are not on Airbnb, and it's about short-term lettings of properties. And Killarney has been doing this for a long, long time.
You mentioned you'll be raising the issue about the 9% VAT rate with Minister McGrath. Will you be raising other issues such as supports for businesses? Do members feel they are getting enough supports from the government? I know there's the likes of the TBES scheme for energy costs, which have risen hugely because obviously of the war in Ukraine and because of inflation.
Yeah, certainly. Look, we'll be having an executive meeting beforehand, and a lot of people will be raising issues and with us that will, in fact, be raised with the minister. So, yeah, certainly. Look, the VAT rate, I think, is one that's very pertinent. The cost of businesses and that scheme, you know, a lot of it, it's only been launched, even though it's been announced earlier in time, and people haven't got the funds into their accounts. So we've a bit of work to do in relation to that. But there's a lot in relation to also that needs to be done in streamlining the process in relation to energy supports for greener and solar and biomass and other different types of energy grants that would be possible to be rolled out among the business community in Killarney.
Pre-COVID-19, Killarney was bustling. Do you think the town can get back to that, to the way it was, with all the disruptions between COVID and because the impact that the war in Ukraine is having here?
Killarney is a very resilient town. It's faced the ash cloud, it's faced foot and mouth, it's faced many, many difficulties in relation to people travelling to Killarney and to the country. It's 250 plus years of welcoming people and tourism, and we do tourism well. There are risks, and it would be very, very unfair to not acknowledge those. There are. But I think that Killarney will see the times that it has seen in the likes of 2018, 2019, pre-COVID. It will take some time because, look, we're dealing with a world economy. The war in Ukraine is having an effect all over the world, not just Europe. it is having an effect in relation to energy all over the world. And, you know, Russia and Putin are really utilizing the energy crisis to their advantage. But in the long term, I think Europe needs to stand up as a whole to this, and businesses, I do believe, will see those times again. And look, we had it with, in 2007-2008. Killarney saw those numbers when we had the economic crash. One would consider, would we see it again? And we did, and it will rise, and Killarney will always invest in reinvigorating the product that it offers to the public, and international as well as domestic and local. So I think that is something that will happen, albeit it will take time. And we've seen these figures nationally in relation to inbound tourist numbers, and I think it will take some time, but we will see it again.
And in November, it was announced that Killarney is going to get its first third level college. The former Pretty Polly Sierra Lee site is to be developed into a college. Do you think, as well, obviously, as bringing a vacant site back into use, do you think it's going to bring Killarney in a new direction, you know, seeing that up to 4,000 students studying in the town?
Yeah, certainly. And look, the circular economy when it comes to it all, Mary. So take the likes of the students that are coming there. They'll be working part-time jobs and no doubt will help the tourism industry in that regard. We'll obviously have a big issue to deal with in relation to accommodation. I've already explained it earlier in this interview. But it will offer a new, opportunity for Killarney. It'll offer an opportunity for, effectively, people who have spare rooms to be able to rent those to students who may not have considered doing that in the past, and there's tax-free benefits there. But look, there's a lot to be welcomed in Killarney. There's the 16 million URDF, which will be the Áras Padraig site redevelopment, and furthermore the redevelopment of the streets of Killarney, Main Street, High Street, New Street, and College and Plunkett Street. That's all going to be coming through in April of this year. There's big investment in education. Our two of our secondary schools, the SIM and the Prez, are both going to be fully rebuilt or redeveloped, and new schools there over the next couple of years. And we've had the good news in relation to our community hospital, 130-bed community hospital, which has come into construction. While there's been a delay in relation to the N22 Killarney Farm 4, I do believe that there is a commitment to government to deliver that project. So there's a lot that Killarney has to look forward to over the next couple of years, albeit the pace has been slow, and these are things that have lingered for quite some time. The investment is coming nationally to develop these projects now, and that has to be something that Killarney welcomes.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we finish up, we started with the inaugural President's Lunch, which will be happening on January 13th. If anyone is interested in going, best to contact the Chamber Office in Killarney for details.
Yeah, certainly there's a link there online that's available. We've emailed out to our members, and it's available online, so anyone can contact the Chamber Office or email events@killarney.ie. And they'll be able to reserve their place. We do believe that it'll be a very popular attended event. It's not every day that you will have the Minister for Finance coming to address the business community in your town. So I do believe a lot of people will take up that opportunity to attend.
Okay, Niall. Well, look, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations again on your tenure.
Thank you, Mary. Much appreciated.
Niall Kelleher there, outgoing Chamber President of Killarney Chamber of Tourism and Commerce. Stay with us here on In Business. More coming up after the break. We'll be hearing about how Kerry women are being sought to take part in a new programme to create new businesses. Do stay tuned.
From the world markets to local entrepreneurs, In Business on Radio Kerry has you covered. Every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.